Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, pizzas? This is Corey Vincent here with another episode of Video Game Bang. A lot going on in the world. We got a government shutdown in crisis. We have Miley Cyrus. That's her walrus cousin. Twerking all over the world. But you know what? That's why we have video games.
So we can watch Miley Cyrus twerk all over the world?
Exactly.
Wow.
He is the moons over my hammy. Aaron Carter, my co-host with us.
Hello, everybody.
And as per usual, we got Steven Gutierrez.
What's up?
And that was my
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he's going to slide in there. He's gonna, what's up, Tamales? Okay.
And that rounds off the crew. Yeah, just the three of us here today.
You're not going to introduce his twin brother?
Steven brought his twin brother, who's been begging to be on the show. So we decided, what the hey? Not much going on in the gaming world.
So you know what? We got nothing else to do. Come on the show.
If he was a Pokemon, he'd be Cubone.
Wow.
It's Noel Beltran.
Really? Cubone out of everybody?
He seems to be the angriest.
I was going to say Ditto, because he's pink and a little squishly.
Wow.
I was going to go for, was it Clefairy?
Do they even
I'm
have
sorry,
those?
Snorlax is what I would go with.
Wow. Well, hey, all the above.
We have a stacked episode today of gaming news. And, you know, we promise we're not going to talk about GTA 5. If there's one thing we're not going to talk about today. Can we all agree it will be GTA 5?
So I tried to log on to GTA 5 this morning.
Precisely.
I mean, it's a big game. How could you, for weeks and weeks of, you know, but I mean, I played a couple other things though, you know.
Good. Because we have a full show. We're not going to talk about GTA 5. And we have a special guest coming up here in the next week or two. Her name is Janice Davis. Some of you guys may be familiar with her from YouTubes. She's all over Comic-Con, WorldCon. She just wrote a new book, so she will be on the show with us.
When are we going to Comic-Con? That's what I want to know.
Maybe if we beg Janice.
Wow.
She'll let us be your bodyguards.
Let's take this road on the show.
I think we need to do a Video Game Bang panel at Comic-Con.
People have been asking me about that all over Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I think these faces are ready to see the light of day.
Yeah, Janice, if you guys... we are all completely familiar with Janice Davis. She's a equestrian. She got her license.
She's not a Sagittarius?
Nope, she's an equestrian.
No? Okay.
She got her pilot's license at the age of 14.
Wow.
She has a master's in English. She is basically everything. She was ranked top 100 in WoW at one point.
That's crazy. Has she ever been mayor of anything?
I believe she was the mayor of Funky Town.
Wow. Well, then we're going to have to really give her some good questions here. She's the mayor of Funky Town.
We definitely have to step up our game. But that's coming soon.
She has a master's degree in...
I don't think it's a master's.
Oh.
I just exaggerated, but it's like a degree in English.
That's funny because I failed 12th grade English.
You guys
will
have
school.
So much
we,
in common.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, we'll be sure
Can't
to
wait
mention
to talk
that.
To her. Cannot wait to talk to her.
We will be sure to mention Aaron's illiteracy. And we put him in charge of the show notes today, so when...
How do you spell the?
She may have her master's, but I hear Aaron's a master debater.
Clearly.
Oh,
as of classic. Episode. Wow. That's a sad.
Hold on. It doesn't work.
Steven,
he's going to say it one more time.
Can you say that one more time?
Master debater.
And guess who? Our fifth person on the show, the soundboard.
Whoa.
What you playing? R2D2 said, what you playing?
What you playing?
Fatality.
The remix.
That was, of course, the remix of What You Playing, featuring the Mortal Kombat guy and the lightsaber.
And R2-D2.
And R2-D2. So let's start off with, I'm going to close my eyes. I know where you guys are sitting. So, Steven, what you playing?
I actually went back and started playing Dragon's Dogma a little bit.
Hit the boo button.
The game's awesome.
The game was great. I don't understand why you don't like it.
Actually, I shouldn't just be a puppet to Aaron because I'd have no idea. How is the game?
The game's actually good. Aaron actually played it, and I know he liked it.
I played it.
He's just being a douche right now.
But what was my biggest complaint about it?
It wasn't multiplayer. Okay, like now you may continue on with your...
Thank you. That's where it falls short.
That was directed towards Aaron.
How dare you. How dare you.
So Dragon's Dogma, anything else?
No, a lot of Netflix, actually. Just going back and forth between that and Netflix.
Why don't they put achievements on Netflix?
What do you want?
200 movies.
Bling. Yes. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Off track. Go ahead. Who's next? Oh. Is that Noel?
Oh, okay.
What you playing?
I'm currently playing a lot of FIFA 14.
Applaud this Boo. Man. Applaud.
We don't even need soundboard. You know,
Corey,
you get the hell out of here.
You play this game.
Exactly.
So don't you dare.
Tell us a little. Tell us a little about this game, Noel. How's it going with the new season of FIFA?
As far as I've been playing nothing but the Ultimate Team, and they made a lot of good changes to it in terms of the characters. The balance and the difficulty of the game as well has changed. The graphics and physics are just amazing. Any fan of soccer or sports games in general, I would recommend.
I like that. I like that mini review right there. Go buy it, everybody. Go buy it.
So how does the Ultimate Team differ from last year's Ultimate Team?
It doesn't. It's the same thing.
No, it actually differs a lot more than you think, sir.
Don't! Wow.
And there's our suing right there.
So
one of the big things is last year, a lot of the cards were separated by the different formations players like to play in.
So cards are players.
Yes.
They're like a booster pack.
Yes.
Yes. That's how Ultimate Team works. And in this year, any card can be added to any formation with the chemistry being okay. But now you can actually change the style of the player to however you want them to play. So if you want a striker to be a sniper to shoot from outside the box.
He gets a gun and starts shooting people?
Well, you know what I mean. Long distance shooting, a lot of shot power. You can do that. Wow. If you want a defender to be a lot faster than they normally are, you can switch them over to be faster with less focus on defending, more focus on attack. So it differs a lot from this year to last year.
Hmm. I'm excited.
You're so excited, but you have yet to pick up the game.
That's because Johnny Law keeps me from buying this game.
Balls to you!
Wow, that's
how we feel about the police.
Doesn't seem like it fits in that.
I respect the police. That's all I'm going to say because they could have easily planted anything on me. And what I'm playing currently is Grand Theft Auto Online.
And we had some controversy for those of you who follow the show. You wouldn't know this because it happened after last show, but Aaron's character got deleted.
Deleted. Yeah. Luckily.
Can we get the wah, wah, for... wah?
Wow. What are we just calling our shots now? but fortunately, I got my money was still all in the bank, so it was nothing but just levels. So
Your character was lame anyways.
How dare you?
I have been playing GTA Online as well.
But when he's been able to get online.
When I've been able to get online, my gold membership expired. So I was looking like a crackhead going through all my old disc cases trying to find a little nugget of 48-hour gold.
We've all been there.
I feel like an outcast. I'm the only one that can get online but chooses not to.
That's just sad. But why is this, though, actually? What's keeping your time?
I have no idea. Between work, FIFA, and League of Legends,
a young lady?
Well, that as well. But
Oh.
Is there a lady young man? In life?
Ooh.
There is, actually.
You don't have
listening right now?
On there. Anyway.
I don't believe this is live, so I don't think so.
Oh, wait.
Aww.
See, it could be like, your mother's dead. Or it could be like, oh, Noel got a girlfriend.
Noel got a boyfriend.
Or if you are from the South.
Or from Russia.
Yeah, or if you're Putin. We love to work in topical humor here on the podcast.
That's corny.
We're getting good at this.
Besides that.
We have mastered this. Wow. Nailed it.
That is terrible.
So there is news going on in the world of video games. And looks like they're making a new Pokemon game starring Pikachu. Aren't they all starring Pikachu?
Not starring.
Okay. How is this going to star Pikachu? Is that the only Pokemon you can catch?
I don't know. I'm thinking that they're going to do something because it just only says, you know, that later this month they're going to do something in Japan, some show or something like that. And then they're going to begin working on this Pokemon game that's going to star Pikachu. I think they've done a Pikachu.
They did Pokemon Yellow.
They've done a couple of Pikachu-inspired games.
They're not as good as just the regular Pokemon game.
And most likely this is not going to be one of those Pokemon gotta-catch-em-all games.
Yeah. What's it going to be? The only thing I can imagine would be like a Pokemon digital pet.
They had one of those, I think. The old Tamagotchis, I think there was like a Pikachu version of that.
They might have. Wow. It might be an adventure game, you know. You'll probably level up your Pikachu.
Yeah, but isn't that like all the Pokemon Mystery Dungeons anyway?
Wow, Pikachu doesn't fart, I tell you that.
Well, I guess there'll be more on that. Did you guys see the Pokemon Origins anime yet?
There's an Origins to Pokemon?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like...
How Pokemon came about?
It's supposed to focus on Red from the first Pokemon games kind of thing.
But I don't get it.
Which basically, like, when I was a kid, I thought I was playing as Ash. But apparently the wool was pulled over my child eyes because I was actually playing as a character named Red.
Yeah,
who follows the exact
Pokemon
same path
Origins
as
is
Ash.
Based on that.
So Pokemon Origins, the main character's name is Red?
Yeah, if you had the blue version, I think his name was Blue. But Red was the main guy.
But I still don't get, are they going on the history of like the first Pokemon ever created?
No. It's basically the first game in anime form.
Oh, okay.
Which is very similar to the original Pokemon series, except Ash was a giant loser.
So is it just like the first episode is him walking in the tall grass and somebody stopping him saying, hey, wait, there's...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
And then, everything.
Can't make eye contact.
That's, I don't know how I feel about that one.
It's a four-episode thing, and so far in two episodes, Red has already, like, evolved his Charmander, just been laying waste to gym leaders and Team Rocket. It's Ash is a pussy.
Wow. Wow. That's terrible.
Comedy.
But what is the purpose of this?
Is like a lead up to the Pokemon X and Y release.
Okay. Here we go. Marketing.
Yeah, they're trying to get people excited about the new Pokemon games.
Nobody cares.
By increasing, you know.
There's like 500,000 Pokemon now?
It's...
Wow.
Too long.
Oh, my God.
Really? That's like 30 minutes of our show already. We got to wrap it up.
Thanks for watching Video Game Bag. Brought to you by Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin liked your joke. Telltale's The Wolf Among Us commences October 11th. Aaron, talk about it.
So this is Telltale's game. I specifically picked this one because, Steven, you played the Walking Dead games, right?
Yep. Yes,
and the same people that did that apparently is doing this Telltale game, and it's going to be episodic, and it's supposed to be really on your decisions that you make, I guess.
Yeah.
It's going to be another one of things, but this is going to be like an original story from these guys,
well,
right?
Well, it's like inspired by... The fables.
Yeah.
So like a lot of them, but I think it's like
fables like that we're already familiar with.
Well, you play a wolf guy, right? Aren't you like?
I think you're the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's what was I reading about it? Like you're like
put
he's
your
like
mouth
a detective.
Right the microphone.
he's like a detective or something, and he's like investigating like the crimes that these fables commit.
Think what's that show that's on that goes
Once
off?
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, cool. I think darker.
I was gonna say Grimm.
Yeah, actually, there because that's a Grimm. That's a Grimmer version. Well, I didn't mean to use that.
Married, so
wow.
We terrible. Watch Once Upon a Time in this
watch
house.
Watch Grimm.
Well, the single lonely guys watch Grimm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all of you guys.
I was trying to go with the
America
one.
Booze you.
Wow, how dare you! But the only reason why I wanted to point this one out is because. We don't have a lot of games nowadays that are really story-driven. And it seems like this company, they seem to do it well, right?
Oh, yeah. They with like the Walking Dead game, the story was just, it was really intense. And I think that's, remember we were talking about a couple episodes ago, the spinoff.
Yeah, the new Walking Dead, right?
Yeah, the one that
they were
going
to try to tie in. I think some of the, from what I was reading, like and rumor and stuff, they were going to tie in the characters of the game because it did so well.
Wow.
With like that spinoff show.
It was a great game. They released the episode one. Is it still free?
No, I think it was only a limited time.
It was a limited time? Oh, they should just leave it free.
You know, to be honest with you, I think it might, because I know there was that Walking Dead 500 Days thing, and then there was like a, they were trying to push it to get people ready for season two.
Yeah, that was fun. And the first season, if more games that had my interest more wouldn't have come out, I probably would have picked that up. But I played through the first episode, and it was really good.
Yeah, it's, if you want to borrow it, I got it. And so it's
good. Oh, you have the disc?
I have the disc, yeah.
Sweet.
Speaking of which, I got to return your Resident Evil.
Wow. Wow. Breaking news. Noel's a thief, and he has brought back my stuff.
Speaking of, I've got,
yeah, I can't I even think of a sound bit
$5.
For that.
Exactly.
The game has players starring as Sheriff Bigby through the section of New York City called Fable Town. Yeah, so
yes, keep your eyes up. Yeah. It's grim in video game form.
So, Need for Speed Rivals, Xbox One and PS4 launch details. So, it looks like it's going to be out on November 19th.
You like the Need for Speed series, don't you?
I
Noel?
Did up until this last outing that they had. It was bad.
Has anybody even done too much research on Rivals?
You know what? I was watching this thing when I was working at GameStop, and they were talking about, you know, they have the GameStop TV crap.
Yeah, with Captain Red Bear.
Yeah, and they had an interview with, I guess, one of the developer girls or something.
Uh-huh.
And it sounded pretty interesting because she said that, like, I guess it's open world at, like, any time. So, like, say you're playing the game, Corey.
Yeah.
And you're, like, racking up points, running from the cops and stuff like that. I can actually join your game as a cop and chase you, bust you, take all your points away. I get your points, you get nothing. And then, like, I can keep going in your game, messing up your story and stuff like that.
Another thing I wanted to bring up with this Need for Speed Rivals is, like, have we, where can you really go further on in a racing game? Besides racing and then what you just said there, you know, drop it. And haven't they had that in other games where you can drop in and just be the cop?
Actually, no, because I remember playing Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. And even then, they had to be localized. You had to be prepared for it, like a Cops and Robbers kind of thing. But I know they do have the free MMO online with Need for Speed World.
And like I thought that was going to be the epitome of the Need for Speeds right
there. I tried it for a little while. It's not as great as people think. It's plagued with problems. There's a lot of boosting on there. It just has a lot of problems as well.
And then I can't even remember what that next-gen racing game is.
Are you talking about the Drive Club?
Is it the one where play it in America? Like the whole U.S. states is... Well, not the whole U.S. states, but like they have like major cities and you can drive from city to city.
Because I know Drive Club, I think, might be PlayStation 4 exclusive.
I don't know.
And I know that one's supposed to be...
What's interesting to me in this story is that the game launches on the current generation on November 19th. Okay, November 19th. And then it says that the next generation for the Xbox One, it's going to be on November 22nd, which is the date the Xbox One comes out. So it's a launch title. But then it doesn't end up on the PS4 until November 29th, which is 2 weeks after the PS4 has been out. Because the PS4 is going to be out a week before
the Xbox One. I thought that was Europe, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I could have swore it was coming out on the same day.
In Europe, the Xbox
version will launch 22nd.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Europe, yeah, it's going to be a launch title. Just okay. Europe
for both consoles.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Europe's fair. PS4. We'll get it later.
Speaking of which, I think I made my decision on my launch title choice, and I made it for a few reasons. The one I'm going to choose is Dead Rising.
Explain yourself.
Okay. Mainly because I'll be the first. I'll be the pioneer of the group on the Xbox One because Aaron can't afford it.
I can afford it.
I'm pretty sure mine's is already like halfway paid off.
I was about to say, he's getting it too.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting a day
and
one?
I'm getting Dead Rising 3.
Oh, you're getting Dead Rising 2 too?
So co-op.
Sky 5.
So then we can retract your whole statement of, I'm going to be the pioneer.
I'll stand by it. Because it's my show.
Wow.
And it's another outside show.
Sky 5 again, brother.
Bam.
Wow. You know what? Noel, unplug everything.
And that's a wrap.
The main reason, though, is because not the whole group isn't going to have it, so it's not really going to be too much fun to play Call of Duty or Battlefield. And
says you.
Yeah, says me. That's correct. I'll verify that.
Decision on that.
And then, you know me, I love technology. I like the what's coming next. And of all the games, Dead Rising is going to have the best smart glass experience so far.
I haven't really looked into the smart glass besides the whole dropping bombs randomly from the trailer.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole set of missions that you can only do with smart glass in Dead Rising. Yeah, you're going to unlock certain missions to get access to the dropping bombs and stuff.
Hmm.
And it's supposed to skin, like, because I'm going to be using my phone and my tablet, but it'll skin your device as the phone that the character uses in the game.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Pioneering stuff for, it's Capcom.
Is it safe to say that I will be one of the few to pick up the PS4 instead?
It's pretty safe to say. And let's find out why. Jerry's why is that?
To be honest, I like the exclusives that are coming on. I heard about that.
What exclusive?
Like Killzone, stuff like that. Plus, there is going to be that streaming service that's going to be releasing later where you can pay for it, and it allows, like Netflix, and it allows you to stream PS3 games directly onto your console, and you can play while they download. So, and they, wow. I at the moment have...
So what, is it a monthly service where you can just stream any game?
Yes.
Wow, how much is that
paid?
Going to set you back?
Yeah, it's a pay. It's a pay stream though. It's like I said, like Netflix, you got to pay monthly for it.
How much is that going to be? The price of a game?
I'm not sure. They haven't announced anything.
What's the price that's going to have to throw you off of that? Would you be willing to pay $60 a month for that?
I would, because
$60 a month. That means you're buying a game every month.
Just throw it with the PlayStation Plus thing. It'd be like if Xbox Live.
Well, it's going to be a whole.
That's what I would do.
Well, it's not PlayStation doing it. That's the thing. It's a whole nother company that's going to be doing that through PlayStation.
Like really?
GameFly or something?
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember the name of it. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, Sony owns that company.
What's it called?
I don't know all that stuff.
Gaikai?
Yeah. Plus, and the big thing is right now I can't afford PS3, and I'm a big fan of the Tales series, so I want to play the two Tales games that came on there. And there's just a whole bunch of other exclusives like Beyond Two Souls that I'm going to want to play. So it's just
not back. Is that coming out on the PS4?
I don't think so.
It's out on the PS3.
Huh?
So that just came out on the PS3.
Yeah, and I can't afford a PS3 at the moment. So
he just previously said that.
Exactly.
Oh, he said he wants to play exclusives like Beyond Two Souls because he's getting a PlayStation 4.
No, PlayStation 4.
I think he meant because of the streaming.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Plus, they're going to have that PS Vita integration stuff as well.
Nah, I didn't know that they had that streaming service planned for the system. That's pretty awesome.
It's a game. It's a changer. And it's also $100. It's also $100 cheaper compared to the Xbox One.
I mean, with that.
I've said it many times on the show and in my personal life that if $100 is what keeps you, if you can't make that $100 hurdle for an inferior system, by all means.
I honestly don't think that the system is inferior. I honestly don't.
Because right now it's not looking like, I mean, from, of course, specs is not saying that it's an inferior system.
Sony also openly said they are willing to take a loss on the drop of the system to make sure gamers can afford it.
I think you're going inferior system because of the non-smart glass type of connectivity.
Yeah.
Because of some of the features that don't see in it.
The Kinect isn't something that's necessary.
No TV.
Anything.
Or they're going to make a half-hearted attempt at some point.
And what does it take to take a button and just press the input button to watch TV again? I mean, I don't necessarily need to watch
TV. By the
TV.
Way, Nintendo did that first. Just want to throw that out
Nintendo
there.
Nintendo did do that.
What they do?
Nintendo does everything.
The TV
first.
Integration
yeah,
thing.
They did.
I already have it on my Xbox.
No. This is way before that, though.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. Yeah.
I think the Wii was doing that as well first. Yeah, yeah. But I think you're calling it wrong by saying an inferior system every time that you say, you know, if you don't want to shell out that extra $100, if you don't want to shell out that extra $100 for a more entertaining system, because then that would be more an opinion, then you're throwing out an inferior
system. I'm throwing out
as
facts.
A fact.
I'm throwing out facts.
To be honest,
we'll see when the
If any of our listeners go and look at the specs for the consoles, they will see that PS4 is obviously the more powerful console.
To me, with that just because I'm all Xbox, you know, that's what I'm going to get first right now. But with that streaming system, I don't know. It looks like it's going to be a grudge match, dude.
Well, the thing with all the consoles is you're seeing it now with PlayStation copying a lot of the features that Xbox has been innovating, and then it'll reverse symbiosis itself, where Xbox will get that if it's successful.
Well, you got what copy? Which one? What are you talking about?
The going to the TV, making TV a priority of the system. The DRM stuff. It's going to happen in a reverse order. Microsoft came out with the DRM stuff too soon, because all the stuff that the Xbox was saying it's going to do, it will eventually do, and you're going to see the PlayStation do it too. Xbox was the first one to really start focusing on Netflix and third-party apps, and then PlayStation started moving towards those apps.
I still really think that the Xbox One is going to be more of a social family kind of console, not for the hardcore gamers.
There, I saw a perfect thing that explains Sony's copying. Most of the stuff focused on Nintendo. They copied Nintendo's Wii
everybody
Remote.
Everybody copies.
Yeah, it doesn't
Nintendo.
Matter where you go. Everybody copies.
Nintendo
Sony.
Is still.
But no, the... Nintendo did a kart racing game. PlayStation puts out a kart racing game. Nintendo puts all their characters together in a brawl. PlayStation puts all their characters in a brawl. They come out with these two little wands. PlayStation comes out with two little
wands.
Because
it's simple. Nintendo makes money. We want to make money. That's what it is.
And
that's what every business
does. But why Microsoft didn't do that? They didn't do none of that stuff.
Microsoft
still
has
top.
Other stuff to, I think,
they're still generate. Up in that same league.
I think Microsoft has other things to generate money as opposed to... Because you got to think. You were talking about everything that they copied was PlayStation 3 stuff. They don't have like a Xbox Live subscription fee to generate a whole bunch of money there too. They didn't in the beginning.
Okay, because you know they're about to.
Yeah, they're about to now. We're talking about this generation
even then,
though.
It's still going to be cheaper.
Because you were talking about this generation was copying.
$10 is $10.
This generation was, you said this generation was copying the PS3 from the Wii. So they're looking to make more money. They're trying to find other markets. They're close to another company in Japan that they can copy off of.
Yeah.
As opposed
to... Even the Vita compared to the new Wii U remote. They're basically the same if you put them side by side.
But the Vita released before the Wii U.
Pretty sure the Wii U...
No, the Wii U was first.
Pretty huge.
At the end of the day, I think both systems already have their core market. I don't think anything that's coming out is really switching too many people from one side to another. It's going to probably... They're both, and then, if anything, you'll have a whole bunch of people just getting both systems. Because I don't think there's anything that's keeping one off the other. Both game systems, in my opinion, don't have any hardcore exclusives that would sway me one way or the other.
That's probably why, like, my choice... Like, I have them both reserved. But I'll probably only pick up my Xbox because of the Dead Rising game coming out. Like, I don't want Killzone on my PlayStation 4.
Killzone
sucks.
I don't
care about that. Like, wow. I want something...
It's me, Mario!
Wow, and you play a Mario?
That's terrible. I want something, like, good to play right away. I mean, those type of games aren't for me. Like, I can care less about driving games.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap. But the only thing that kind of stood out to me was Dead Rising. That Rise game kind of...
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be just a button mashing God of War type of ripoff. But, I mean, like that...
All the major games are really coming out on both systems. And when you stack up, for me, the exclusives, even if you were just to put all the specs to the side, everything to the side, and just look at video games... Which a lot of people, again, were complaining about the Xbox One, saying, oh, you're abandoning video games. To me, they have the best exclusives. I think Titanfall is going to be a huge smash.
Me liking the Infamous series, Infamous Second Son is also coming in.
Yeah, that's not day one.
I know, but it's still one of those things. It's still one of those things I want to play. So, I mean, I'll probably pick up an Xbox One way down the road.
I think both of you guys are going off of possibilities. As opposed to, I think your dreams are bigger than the tangibles day ones. Because you're banking on all the stuff that Kinect and Smart Glass is going to bring to the table. And you're banking on future titles that are coming out on the PS3. Am I wrong, both?
I think for me, it would be more the Gaikai.
It's still, but that's even a future, that's one, a future thing, right? Still,
yeah,
but
that's where I would thing. Be. That's where I would
so
bake more than
both
the,
of you guys are going
titles.
On intangibles as opposed to what you're going to hold day one.
No, I'm Kill looking zone. Forward to the TV stuff day one. The smart glass is going to be day one. The Kinect is going to be day one. I'm not
all thinking. The all the cool stuff that you think that's going to happen with that stuff.
Oh, there's always going to be better stuff coming with that with
okay,
that
so
new
that's
technology.
What I'm saying.
But I'm completely satisfied with what I'm going to get on launch.
The
day.
Little that's coming out.
Yeah, what, the stuff I'm going to be able to do with Dead Rising 3. That's why I chose Dead Rising 3.
Because all that stuff right now they can do on the Xbox 360, right?
No.
No.
The smart glass is going to get considerably faster. It's not powerful. Smart glass isn't native. It came out way.
But it can.
It came
can
out 10 years after
that.
The system
isn't,
came out.
Isn't Battlefield doing something?
Yeah, Battlefield 4 is
that?
Doing that right now.
Even on Xbox 360.
On the
with
Xbox
the, you can 360. Move your units around
so,
with your phone.
Like I said,
or
what
tablet.
I said because that's the only reason why I brought that up. Like it can do it now. So you're going on the future of what it can be and the possibilities. So you guys are kind of in the same boat.
Just on opposite sides
just
of the
boat.
Just
on opposite sides of the boat.
You know what, guys? We're in our 30th minute already. I hate to do this, but...
giggity, giggity, giggity.
It is time for our first break. Everybody, stay sitting where you are because we're going to be back with more compelling arguments between me and Noel. More Aaron trying to be the healer.
The voice of reason.
More of Steven.
Being awesome.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Yeah, see?
Can't all argue. This and more on the next portion of Video Game Bang.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Bang. We hope you're enjoying the program so far. If you haven't already, please follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. And let us know what you think about the show so far. We really want your comments. Or, you know, if you like it, you know, let us know. Also, for more video game and technology news and reviews, please visit the website at www.videogamebang.blogspot.com. And now back to the show, which I know you're going to listen to the rest of it.
All right, and we're back.
Game of Thrones, everybody. Go
Game of
watch
Thrones,
it.
Season go watch three. It. If you listen to the first part, which I know you did, as Aaron would say, you'd find out I pwned Noel in discussing
no.
the Xbox
wow.
One superiority
pwned
over the
me.
PS4.
I don't
and then
think...
during the break, they pwned each other several times.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. But him saying he pwned me is...
It's my
it's
show.
A figment of his, it's a figment
and
of
it's
his
a no-nonsense show.
He pwned him. Wow. He pwned him good.
Let's see. We got more news that we didn't get to because Noel sidetracked us. Rockstar is exploring the lost GTA Online data and restoration options. This is big news for you, Aaron.
It's very big news. Well, not really anymore because I've already started another character.
And he's already at the level.
And he's just about the same level. He's like two levels under, but it's like I can get that with no problem. But,
so,
I mean, other people are going to be thrilled.
Is there going to be any chance of you getting your character back?
Think about this. Have black people got reparations yet?
I don't know, honestly.
Exactly.
Did they?
No.
You got a black president.
What more do you want?
I want 40 acres
of
a mule.
You got a black president. Crack
wow.
cocaine.
So, first of all, now we're going to boo 40 acres and a mule? Can I not get my 40 acres and a mule? I don't even know what I would do with the mule nowadays, but I still want it.
The people. What are you going to do, honestly? What are you going to do with it?
What do you want next? Equal rights?
First of all, I'm going to walk my mule around my 40 acres. That's what I'm going to do.
I want to hear, Noel, you're the youngest one in the group. Do you know what the sound comes from?
Awesome.
The original PlayStation 1?
Yeah. Get this man a mule.
Wow. So that's all, that's all we got to do. So we got different mules, huh? Wow.
Get this man a mule. So Rockstar's working on that, thank goodness. And then the first Star Wars Rebels teaser has been released.
It is extreme teaser. It's not even You don't see anything.
Is it like darkness and all of a sudden you see a lightsaber?
No, it's just like, what are those? What's the large battleships? The big, the pizza sliced ones.
Come on now. The Star Destroyer?
Is that what it is?
It's a Star Destroyer, right?
You're the one with the books.
Yeah, you're the nerd. I thought you were the resident Star Wars guy.
No, somebody. It's not a Star Destroyer, guys. It's actually a Class A Starfleet Enterprise. But yeah, it just shows that flying and then some text going by saying, hey, it's coming out this fall on Disney XD. I have no idea what this is. The only reason why I was even interested in it is because I thought it was going to be the live action one that they were supposed to be planning.
Oh, no. So this is supposed to be just a cartoon that fills in some gaps.
So then why? How many gaps do we need to fill in?
That's terrible.
No, it's not a video game.
I don't even care then.
Why do we need more gaps filled in? Like, really?
And more with that is R2-D2.
No, it's not.
Was that R2?
Ah, he answered all your questions right there.
The first thing sounded like curse words. I don't know what that was. Like, he... Yeah, that's
get off my lawn, Asians.
Yeah, that's definitely racism. That one didn't make sense to me for R2-D2. Why he screams like a little kid.
No idea.
We don't even have any Star Wars games coming out, do we?
Well, LucasArts is closed.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's going to pick it up, though.
Did EA hint at Battlefront 3?
Hopefully. Because, come on, think about it. Twinkies went out of business and somebody picked it up. So Star Wars games are going to get picked up by somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to.
And they were big franchises.
Yeah, they were huge franchises. And the most recent thing I remember is that they re-released KOTOR for the iPad.
Why?
Because KOTOR is one of the best games in history.
I beg to differ.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do we got from the panel over here? Did you guys play KOTOR?
No.
And that's Knights of the Old Republic 1, right? The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard good things, but then again, he didn't like the first Dragon Age, so I don't really trust his opinion on RPGs anymore.
First of all, the Dragon Age was crap. All right.
I still don't understand.
I bought it and I kind of regret it.
Thank you. I would take both of them and throw them both in the trash.
Look how me and Noel ended up enemies and now we're the only ones who know what's right.
That's a fallacy, a falsehood.
It's because you guys pwned each other earlier.
Now you're pwning brothers.
Now,
terrible.
We have Noel here, and we get a lot of... Actually, this is true. Usually I lie when I say that people are requesting stuff from us, but this is actually true. People have been asking us about League of Legends, and I don't play it. Aaron definitely doesn't play it.
Nope.
Steven, have you ever played it?
No, I haven't sold my soul yet.
Yeah, it seems like a drug, but our own Noel Beltran here does play League of Legends, and I guess there was a giant tournament?
Yes, World Championship just ended about a week ago, or last Friday, actually, with a Korean team, Telecom SKT1, winning the World Championship.
That sounds about right.
Well, yeah. It's all sponsors. That's why they're named that.
So people sponsor this?
Yes.
Kim Jong-il sponsored
probably,
this Korean team?
He stared at him for like 30 minutes.
He got $1 million out of it, so...
Whoa, technical difficulties. Oh, Aaron's mic stand just busted.
And that's why we don't drink on the job.
That's
Mr.
why
Aaron
we need sponsors. Here,
somebody's got to watch the white shoes.
While Aaron gets this together, here's a word from Blitzcrank.
Fired up and ready to serve.
Right. I thought that was Noel's sex bot. Noel's sex bot 9000.
It would say that too, wouldn't it?
It's ready to set the world on fire.
Now, Noel, you have to tell us, what is the draw to this game?
You know what? When I first played it, I thought it was stupid, and then I just kept playing it. I don't know what about it makes it addicting, but it just is. I mean, there's
so it's top down.
It's a top down MOBA game. I don't exactly know
what does MOBA stand for our video game. So then why you just call it stuff?
Because that is what it's that is the genre that it's in.
It's kind of like Command and Conquer.
Oh yeah, because Command and Conquer is a top-down Janzi game, right?
When did you say RTS?
I don't know what that. I don't know what that phrase means, but I'm gonna throw it out there. That's what they call it.
Just RTS, say RTS, real-time strategy.
Yeah, that's what it's considered.
Only online based?
Yes.
Is there a campaign?
Online. No.
Is it free to play?
Yes.
Is it free to download?
Yes.
Is it fun?
Yes.
Wait, so where's the money come from?
There's of course skins. Instead of opting to earn the player, the champions by playing to earn the points, you can just buy them out instead. There's also, you know, little bundles and stuff like that that you can pick up.
So
as
then
well.
The game costs.
It's microtransactions, you know, like any MMO would have.
That's where we're going. I'm telling you, everybody. Microtransactions.
So who's your favorite character, Noel?
As of right now, my favorite champion.
Sexbot 9000.
Wow.
You just killed
up
it.
And ready to serve.
My favorite champion is an ADC named Varus, as of right now.
Don't
now,
have that one.
I've seen like different varieties of, I guess, these MOBA games is what you call them. Is that one that's like a DC one? Is that a Champions or a League of Legends game as well? Have you seen that one?
I have not.
I've seen one where it's like, it looks like League of Legends, but it's with all DC characters. And
I
it's,
have not
it's
seen
like,
that.
Is that Crisis?
Yeah, the Crisis game. Because there's like four different Batmans. There's like,
it's like Zero Crisis or some crap.
So would you play something like that as well?
I'd give it a try. I mean, League of Legends has really wanted me to, after playing it, I've really wanted to try like Dota and stuff like that. Since League of Legends is technically, you know, it's kind of like a spinoff of Dota. So, I mean, the Crisis one, I'd try.
So maybe it's the formula that's drawing you as opposed to just
The actual game is fun. I mean, every match is 5-on-5, and there's like 100 and something, like I think it's 120 different champions now. So no matter what game you go into, they're not ever going to be the same.
Nobody's using like the same.
I mean, there's the meta, of course, the champions that most people like to play. But then you also have the random people that play champions that aren't really known. And it's always fun playing, you know, trying to learn a different champion, figuring out the different combos you can use with them and stuff like that as well.
So watching this tournament unfold, did you actually watch any of it?
I did. I kind of stopped watching when I knew they were going to win. The SKT1 was going to win. It was a 3-0 flush, so it was a best of 5 tournament.
3-0 flush.
He's using all these. Yeah, he's using all these terms.
Okay, so it was a best of 5 tournament. They won 3 straight. I mean, it gets boring when it's stuff like that.
Wow, the Koreans taking over, huh?
They've won the last 2 years in a row.
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, their national sport is StarCraft too. So,
yeah, I hear it's big over there.
Hold on. So, is this game like? Because what I'm picturing is like Diablo style, over the top head view, mm-hmm. and you run around as your one character fighting.
Yes.
So it's like a Battlegrounds of World of Warcraft. Style with less people
technically
fighting.
I mean, there's the laning system, there's a couple of different things that go into it. It's not just you guys just randomly skirmishing with each other, like fighting.
Do you think it'll ever come to the consoles?
I highly doubt it. There's no way they can implement that type of game into the console.
Wow.
Why not?
Really? Why?
I don't know exactly why. I just don't think it ever will.
Wow.
How many like special moves does a character have? Because that's the only way I can see it not being on the console.
There's 5 different... Hold on.
Oh.
There's 4 different moves, 1 passive. There's 2 summoner spells, and then there's 6 different...
So I can't, like, hold my right bumper.
Sorry.
I can't hold the right bumper and then
I mean, they tried it. They tried it with the Dungeon Fighter, and we saw where that landed.
Dungeon Fighter Online?
The DFO little...
But they didn't, like, make an actual DFO game.
No, they didn't, but they tried the overall same formula, and it failed.
I don't know. I think what we get from all of this, though, is that the game is terrible. And
That's what you may think.
But it seems to be getting like the most views on like Twitch.
If you want to help your hobby.
Say, if we want to build a fan base, I think it's a fantastic game.
Wow.
Well, to be honest, the creators...
Up to the Koreans, why don't you?
That's terrible. That's gross.
Terrible. Bring back Sexbot 9000.
Fired up and ready to serve.
He sounds used. That's terrible.
But the creators openly went out and said they created this game to actually be a legitimate esport. And, I mean, in the last 2 years, it has gotten a lot more popular.
That's a lie. They created the game to make money.
Well, that as well.
Microtransactions.
But...
That's why did we do anything?
Well, yeah.
That's to make money.
It kind of brings me to another point is a lot of people on YouTube and then I see on Twitter are getting really popular doing Let's Play videos. And I just don't get it.
Oh, like watching somebody else play a game. I don't understand that either. That's kind of boring.
Is it
to
a
me?
Generational thing?
No.
Are people too broke to buy the game themselves and play through it?
I'm the oldest one here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to watch nothing but the Yogscast play Minecraft like crazy. even when I own the game, I still watch them now play games.
Didn't you want to create your own adventures?
Yeah, but I also enjoy watching. It's like you guys watching TV. Do you want to go out and, you know, have your own adventures in life?
I definitely would love to go out and break bad.
Wow. Well, but but you watch Breaking Bad stuff. It's, you know, you live vicariously through them.
So you were living vicariously through them playing a video game that you own.
Before, I didn't own it. And then it just kind of became habit. And after I owned the game, and I just kept watching.
I will strictly for information.
Really, that's it?
Strictly informational.
Like, if you need a walkthrough, right? Like,
yeah, I heard there was a Bigfoot in GTA 5, so I just went to YouTube, typed in Bigfoot GTA 5, and watched a video of someone.
Another thing is commentary, too. Some people just like the people, like to sit and, you know, listen to the people that talk while they're playing the game and stuff like that. They have good commentary.
Selfless plug, you can catch us occasionally jump into our friend Jerry's Twitch account.
And that Twitch account is?
Blind Aries.
There it is. He actually does giveaways, too, actually.
He does really good giveaways.
He's got one going on for a special edition of GTA.
Yeah, special edition GTA 5.
So Steven, you don't own that, so you might want to get in on that competition.
I might just have to.
You know, and the good thing is with him is he's new and rising, so he's only got like 20 followers at this point. So the odds of winning it.
So you're saying I have a chance.
Are very good.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets a little bit more.
You want to play too?
What's up with the kids? You know, that's,
we're going to jail. Is
this some sort of pedophile game? And she said something after that. Hold on.
You want to play too? It'll be fun.
Oh my God.
Is she saying that to Sexbot right now?
That's terrible. She's actually a demonic child that kills people with fire.
Yeah, sure.
You want to play too?
Yeah, let's not put that in there.
And I see why people play never play because they're parents.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a little kid in a whorehouse.
One more time. I got it. What?
I thought you'd never pick me.
That's terrible.
Oh, we do not need to be around this type of stuff.
I'm on the case.
And you play this game?
You are a pervert.
I know why now.
Now I see what the draw is online with everybody. Terrible. The Koreans are perverts.
They gotta be.
Everybody's gamer tag is Conebone 69.
Right? I pwn you, you pwn me.
I'm about to make it. Is that... You know, Krins Hansen is just watching every single game go down. What character are you picking?
There we go. New TV show. It's called Video Game Pedophiles. Yeah. And it's based off League of Legends.
Starring Noelle.
It's just going to be a whole bunch of SWAT teams breaking into kids' bedrooms, taking them to jail.
That's awful.
So we have new releases. Some big, some small. The first one is Skylanders Swap Force for the Xbox 360, coming out October 13th.
That's the M-rated version of Skylanders, right?
Is it really?
No, I don't
know. Sounds, the title, you had me all halfway Force. Convinced. Swap Force.
He actually put little guns onto the little portal.
The only difference between those and the other ones is the characters come apart, the actual figures, and you can switch them with other figures, like the bottoms and tops of.
Oh, so you can have multiple
so
looking.
So you'd be like, I want these pants with this guy's fire ability. It'd be like a squid with
fire pants.
With fire.
So he's a liar then, huh? That's what it is?
Yeah, and then that, and they can jump.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so make millions of dollars off those two.
No one's going to buy it.
Interesting idea.
We have Let's Sing and Dance for the Xbox 360. Let's Sing and Dance uses Kinect to bring music games to the next level, combining singing and dancing at the same time.
You know what? I was just sitting and asking myself, like, a couple of days ago, why hasn't there been any good singing and dancing games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now there is one.
There was one that actually Sony did called the Sing It Plus Dance game, where it's essentially doing what that did.
And then I asked myself, why doesn't Noel know what sarcasm is?
Shut up!
Wow.
Exactly. What game come in Japan? Is it Nintendo? It might be Nintendo. They have like a karaoke application.
For your phone?
For your console. And it's like it's like all karaoke the whole time.
I can see Japan doing that. Aren't they big with karaoke?
Big on karaoke.
Next, we have The Wolf Among Us coming out on the PC, Xbox 360.
I'm going to at least try the demo.
Yeah, I think that's going to be good. I'll wait until all the episodes are out.
Now, is it going to be the same type of gameplay like The Walking Dead? So it's going to be a point-and-click type of thing? Or?
I would assume. Well, Walking Dead, they have like you can walk around as the characters in some segments, uh-huh. but most of it is like the like point and click yeah, and then like quick reaction, press the button. Yeah,
quick time events.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm pretty sure with these guys, the story is going to be good on that. Just because their track record is really good with the games that they've done.
Yeah.
So far, they're one for one. Next is Orc Attack for the Xbox 360. The humans came in their thousands. They poisoned our food supplies and made our waters toxic, but we escaped. And then it cuts off.
Because the guy writing that just got tired.
He fell asleep.
He had a heart attack.
The humans came and I'm already bored. And then
he realized, oh, wait, this is must be based off of like the Native Americans.
Oh. He said, I can't write this.
That's messed up.
Yeah, so that one looks like it's going to be.
I guess you have a picture for
no
the
box art. Comes out today. Go pick it up, y'all. Go check it out.
It's in a black case.
There's a guy at the corner.
It's half
of the
drawn because the same guy, who wrote it was drawing the box art and fell asleep.
Just stopped.
Wipeout, Create and Crash, Wii U.
Is that like the old Wipeouts for the PlayStation?
I think so. Well, Wipeout. No.
Oh, no, that's
no.
off the
TV
show.
TV
I'm thinking show. The, what was the Wave Race type of Wipeout game? I thought there was a Wipeout.
That was Jet Moto.
Nah, that's not what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it was.
Jet Moto was a terrible game.
No, what?
Terrible game.
Jet Moto was tight, dude.
Jet Moto
I played
was
the first
ish.
One. That was,
I like Jet that was Moto good. When it was called not Jet Moto.
It's Aaron.
Shut up!
Wow.
And we have the Pokemon X and Y version. That's the second time I've tried to touch my laptop screen like it was a touch screen. Pokemon X and Y. That's huge. October 12th.
And that's probably the biggest release of the week, isn't it?
It's got to be.
It will
easily.
Be.
And have you seen screenshots or anything from it?
I've seen the commercials.
It looks like everything you wanted it to be when you were a kid.
Really?
Yeah, the characters yeah. move like... Totally move now.
Whoa.
Before it started off of like you to get like Gengar and he'd just be like frozen.
Oh yeah, they
and now
it's not like they blink their eye and move like a
well then,
it's like Pokemon
then they
Stadium
started
now.
Moving them a little bit. And then they you know start moving their arms, but like these ones are almost fully animated.
I want a fully 3D. You know what? If
I think
they,
that's what this one is. I think
but
it,
no.
It
I
want to
see you. I want to see the Pokemon move in a 3D environment while I'm giving it commands, and then you see it react as I give it the commands to attack another Pokemon.
That's more than I think the 3DS can do at the moment.
Well, then let's upgrade it to a freaking system console. Then
I want a mature rated Pokemon game
yeah,
where like my Pokemon
kill
dies.
Each other.
And just shoot.
Wow.
Oh my god, he got
because you don't feed him nourishment.
The default character name is Michael Vick.
Wow.
Yeah, he got electrocuted.
Would
to
you
death.
Would you like to drown guy. Pikachu in a bucket of water?
Oh. Surf.
Bazinga. Wow.
You know, I was saying he's drowning.
surf over again.
Worms, the Revolution Collection. I never played Worms, you guys?
I've had Worms once or twice.
That's gross.
No, Worms is a fun game. Worms
actually
is actually a really fun
I
game.
Played the demo, that's pretty good.
Wait, what was that old PC game that you said you used to play?
It
that,
was Gunbound. That game
yeah,
was awesome.
Gunbound was a game that ripped off Worms.
No, well, maybe. But yeah. it was awesome. I never played Worms before I played Gunbound. Me and Jerry actually played the game together.
That's
awesome.
Jerry Panericon, the...
Blind Ares.
Blind Ares.
I couldn't remember.
We are plugging him a lot. He better show some
he
love.
He owes us.
He better give me a GTA special edition.
And what else is coming out, Corey?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's crazy.
Wipeout's coming out for every system. same deal with Skylanders.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Here's one. Valhalla Knights 3.
Next. Is that an RPG?
PlayStation Vita.
Next.
Yeah, no one cares.
Silence! Wow. I kill you!
And there was more. That's terrible.
It's got to be like, this soundboard is the worst. It's got all the
don't
most cliche ones. Yeah.
It's me, Mario! Wow.
We are done with that.
We're
one.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Huh? Right. We don't got much show left, guys.
Wow, that's crazy. We just flew so fast.
It flew by so fast, Noel.
It probably could have taken up more time with you two arguing about the console
still,
race.
I'm sure go.
We leave that for another
another episode. A pre-launch episode that we can do.
During the pre-launch.
To Telling you, let's do the debate segment.
We will.
We got to actually, I want to cover this too before we go. Steven, you said you played the Battlefield beta, Battlefield 4 beta.
Yeah, dude.
And you said it's bad?
It to me, it just seemed like Battlefield 3 with new levels. And
but what are you expecting? We spoke briefly about this when we were offline, or off the air, how I said I was going to kind of cool it with first-person shooters. What are you guys actually even expecting from a first-person shooter now, though? Like, where can you go to be like, oh, this is the next best good, you know?
Did I hear that they removed stuff? Like, destructible environments weren't even as destructible as they once were?
Yeah, that's not in there. I mean, they're destructible environments, but yeah, it's not like
definitely seems like mind-blowing. Everything.
I remember in that first one, we were knocking down entire buildings.
Bad Company 2, I remember.
Yeah.
Bad Company 2 was where we were knocking
down
Bad
Company
buildings.
Was the one where it kind of stopped. After Bad Company, everything kind of seemed scripted for the destructible environments. Red Faction 1 on the PC, if you guys go back to that, that's destructible environments.
Even the Red Faction that came out most recently on the console
was destructible. Really? That was nobody awesome. Gets that up to great. That level anymore. I don't understand why not.
So, first-person shooters, you think Battlefield is dead?
I think the only place to go for Battlefield is to be 100% destructible. By the end of the match, it should be a flat plane.
Like it used to be when we played Bad Company 2.
That's the only thing I think they can go to. Because at a point, you're just going to be having better graphics, and then it's just going to be like, okay.
It was kind of a good point Aaron brought up, too. Like, what were you really expecting? Because we've been getting the same treatment from Call of Duty for the past three or four games.
That's why when they first announced the Battlefield and Call of Duty again, I instantly put my mind away from Call of Duty Ghost and went straight to Battlefield. But now, I want to go home and try the beta, but I'm actually kind of disappointed in that.
It's the same
I'm
thing.
A big shooter fan.
You'll get all the shooter fans saying that, you know, Madden people, FIFA people are all stupid for getting the same thing year in, year out. But it's starting to be the same thing for these Battlefield and Call of Duty. So it's
and even then, I can argue with
where are the new titles, people?
Well, we got Destiny coming up.
Like,
we got
when?
Titanfall coming.
See, in Titanfall, I'm a little weary of too.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
I'm not a big mech guy. I don't really like mechs.
I think it's gonna be visually stunning, but I think gameplay wise, you're gonna get past those cheap tricks of I can run on the side of walls and jump inside of a mech.
I see it being too overpowered too, like tanks are in like
Battlefield.
Well, these guys. Now keep in mind here. Whenever we started complaining about the repetitiveness of Call of Duty is about when these guys split off. Like, these are the guys that created the phenomena that we all know as first-person shooters. These are the same... what do they call themselves now?
I don't know.
Respawn Entertainment. The guys that did that, they're the guys that got us going for first-person shooters.
Yeah.
So it's only fitting that these guys are going to be the ones that take it to its next level.
I hope they can do that.
That game Chivalry on the consoles, because that was like the medieval style Call of Duty game, where it's like you get a bow and arrow, a spear, a sword and shield, and it was.
So you
want
to take it back to the 1700s?
that's what I want.
You know what?
That game looked awesome.
You know what? I would find that more entertaining, honestly, because it'd be a lot more skill based than a Call of Duty kind of thing, especially with all the BS quick scopers nowadays.
With the new consoles, all I can see right now is just more of the same stuff with prettier graphics.
Yeah. It's enough for me.
That's enough for you? Wow.
Aaron,
that is terrible.
Wow. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I'd like to say keep listening to the show because we have goodies in the works.
Oh, some good goodies. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even mention. Oh,
yeah.
You guys, I can't mention this one yet. I can't mention it. I've told you guys already. You guys already know.
Yeah.
But
you talking about the thing?
The thing
with the thing.
It's a big thing, guys.
You see the block of gold that you have in you.
We have Janice Davis in a week or two, depending on schedules.
Just be on the lookout. Go to the website. Check us out. We got a lot of stuff.
And we're going to be having a lot more giveaways down the pike.
You know what we should do? We should take a poll. See what our fans want us to try to get a guest.
Yeah.
See if they have any suggestions.
We're going to get like Barack Obama and...
You got nothing better to do right now.
Something
that is true.
Else like, oh, could you guys get Spider-Man on the show? Like, no, we can't get Tobey Maguire or whoever's playing Spider-Man now.
Steven, Noel, anything to plug? Anybody to say hi to?
I'm
good.
Noel. Wow.
I'm actually good.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Usually he's such an opportunistic bastard.
Nice using my word like that, you bastard.
Wow. And my name is Corey. Thank you for listening so much. I give a shout out to my beautiful, beautiful wife, Elizabeth. I know you're listening. And we'll see you on the internet.